What are you playing? Where's Tom? Oh, no. What are you playing? Where's the play?
Okay, everybody's paying attention, kind of? Florida. Are you having children? Yes, Zeke, good job. Okay, thank you guys all for coming tonight. Just entering to me, entering with me, pray. Lord, even though it's holiday time and we're all done with the holidays, I feel like the rushing is continuing. Now we all have more stuff to put away and take care of. I pray that you would just calm our hearts and our minds, help us to focus in on you and on the things that are truly important in this life. This first song is a clapping song, so I'm going to need you guys to help me because I only have one hand and I can't clap. So, Jehovah God, my provider, His grace is sufficient for me. awesome power you can always turn to.
And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? What could stand against? Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? What could stand against?
You are the First thing we'd like to do is we'd like to give away this super fancy phone or BlackBerry. So, does anybody maybe want this or recognize it?
Auction.
Is it yours, really? How'd you get such a fancy phone?
I don't have a phone, Daddy. What can I get?
Hey, don't even get me started.
When your wife buys you one.
That's right. Yeah, I didn't even want one. I still don't want one.
Well, I
did. All right, so here's what we're going to do tonight, okay? Okay, so those of you who've been with us, we've been talking about going through the book of 1 Kings. Now, wait before you turn there. Am I even loud? Yeah, it's like a tiny bit loud there. So we've been going through the book of 1 Kings together. And so last week we went and talked about Solomon. And we saw his life. But we're going to do something different since we're starting off the new year. And so we're going to continue to go on Kings. We're just going to take, since this is the first time we're meeting together on a Thursday night for the new year, I want us to share. You know, the Holy Spirit uses each one of us. And the Holy Spirit, God is so faithful. What he does is he speaks individually to you. And he speaks individually to you. And he speaks individually to you. And when he does that, it is for your benefit. But also, he's got us in a body. And he has us in a body for a reason. Not just so we can fellowship together and eat together, which is very nice. It's a good time together, right? You guys are playing together, having a good time, we're eating together, talking. That's fun. That's nice. Okay, this is bothering me. But I do want to tell you, it's more than that. God wants to take what he's taught you and put in your heart. And he wants you to share it with him and with her and with you. And so I would like you to take a minute, and I want you to pray. The first thing I want you to do is to pray. Each one of you, I want you to just close your eyes. I want you to ask the Lord for, as we start this new year, what is one thing, ask him to bring to mind one thing that he is either teaching you right now or one thing that he has taught you because I would like you to share that with the group tonight. And then next week, we'll continue in 1 Kings chapter 4. Take a minute. I just want you to close your eyes right now. And the reason why I want you to ask him, you might have something great, but it might not be what we want to hear. So we want to ask the Holy Spirit. Ask God right now, Lord, will you bring to mind right now what you would like me to share? One thing you've taught me. Would you give me a scripture that I can share? Would you give me something that you've taught me, a biblical principle in my heart that I can share with this group? Maybe it's to encourage. Maybe it's to exhort. Maybe it's to rebuke. Whatever. But will you speak something to me? Will you bring something to mind right now, even as we're talking and sharing, that I can share with this group, Lord? What you've spoken personally to me, that I can share that with these people here, the rest of your body, so that we can mutually grow and share. We ask that you will do this, Lord, even now. We're trusting that you'll do this. Speak to us in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, God is a God who speaks. You know, I think about, for those of you who weren't here Sunday, God just did a really cool thing. He does this a lot. And I guess sometimes I take it for granted. Do you ever do that? Like, you just get so used to God doing really cool stuff in your life. And it's like, ah, yeah, that's nice. And for those of you who weren't here, He did it. God did it in such a cool way. The Holy Spirit spoke to us. You know, there was first, Natalie was up there doing worship and just kind of weeping before us and sharing her heart, what God was putting on her heart. And then the Holy Spirit put a few verses. There was about six, I don't remember now even, six or eight verses, obscure verses somewhere in the Psalms. I think it was Psalms 150. And just right in the middle of worship, and a sister came up and had a little devotional in her hand. And I saw her walking up, and I love this because we give folks the freedom to share what God's putting on your heart. And came up here to read because God had put something, the Holy Spirit was speaking something and wanted to say it out loud. And so the person was very nervous about doing that, and actually gave it to another brother who was going to read it. And so as some of us here need our old person glasses, I said, hold on a second, you know, let me get my glasses on. And so there was another person in here. The Holy Spirit was speaking something to them. And so while they were getting their glasses on, getting ready to read it, the other person read a bunch of scripture verses. And the person who was up here said, and he just started crying and said, those are the exact same verses that God was telling me to share. And when I saw that person crying, I was like, oh yeah, God's speaking again. That's cool. I love it. But then I realized, wow, he's speaking the exact same thing in the body, because he wants us all to know, and he wants us all to know that he speaks the exact same verses. And it's not like John 3:16, you know what I mean? It was some obscure verses that God just spoke, and I love when he does that. And so God speaks to each one of us. And so I just pray right now, Lord, that you would give us listening ears to what your Holy Spirit has to say. So I want you to think about it. And when I say one thing God has taught you, I want you to make sure that it's either a biblical principle or you have a scripture verse, you know, that you can talk about. Because people can get kind of wacky. Oh, I just feel God wants me to, whatever. Leave my family and go to Vegas. Well, God would tell you to do that. So make sure that it's biblical. And but I'd like for you to share, and we're going to have a little mic, if that doesn't freak you out too much, somewhere. Rebecca, what's that? Okay. Rebecca, do you mind being a runner?
I don't.
Okay. After you give it to Elijah, then you're going to run. You go, Elijah, and the mic.
It says in Ephesians 4:16, from him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love, and each part does its work, which is kind of like the church body.
I think that's exactly like the church body. Good.
Nobody else ready yet? Mine is, or if you call it first spiritual principle, you'll tell me, but it was the soft answer turns away wrath. And I normally thought of it as like someone being upset with you, and you answer them softly, and it turns away wrath. But I was thinking a different way, where it turns away my own wrath. So when something comes up unexpectedly that normally, you know, make everybody angry and freak out, so if I just like choose to respond calmly, that's how I'm kind of interpreting it for me, like the answer, the response out of me, that it goes way better, which is really weird because the original thing never changes. It's totally just perspective and how you respond. And if you don't freak out, everything goes so much smoother, and you don't like get all wrangled in your heart for a day or two like I do. So it's been really awesome. I've just had a lot more peace because those are the kind of things that Satan wants to throw at you. You know, he throws a wrench in the works, and then he waits for everything to stop, and he wishes you'd freak out. Yep. And then stop, you're just like, oh, well, it'll be okay, it'll all work out. And then he's like, oh, it was worthless. Because in the end, it's just taught me to trust God more. And when the wrench comes, then, okay, that's me, and go on in there.
A gentle answer turns away wrath. Good, I never thought of it that way, but it actually does. It works both ways, doesn't it? I think you said a key word there, too. You said, as I choose.
Oh, yeah.
As, if you're a believer, listen, we all get angered, right? Mm-hmm. Right? The Bible says, be angry and sin not. If you have the Holy Spirit in you, well, that's just how I was raised. That's just how I grew up. Or I'm from New York. That's just how we talk.
I'm a redhead. I'm a short
temper. Yes, that's right. What? Right. Whatever. Listen, the fruit of the Holy Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. So if we're relying on the Holy Spirit, you can have that gentle answer. Do we always do it?
No.
Are you looking at me, honey? No.
As you're talking.
Yeah.
I do think, though, that it's a mark for me of a mature believer is when something happens and they don't immediately freak out. They just kind of sit there and think about it and say, okay, well, we'll proceed this way.
Yes.
They don't do the freak out thing, because when you know God's in control, you don't need to freak out.
That's right. Good. What else? That's a good word. Who else has one? That's okay, Debbie Jo. All right, we'll give her the mic. That's Andy.
We're talking about this year, and he's really spoke to me when we did our study on the whole armor of God. He's also dealt with me in other words, but I chose this one because it had the biggest impact on me. You know, and learning also that praying when you get up before you put on the full armor of God, you are protected throughout the day. You know, when things rise up, because I had a little problem with my tongue, and this really helped me to realize that I don't have to argue with anybody. That if I go to God in prayer, that he will show me how to just stay quiet in that situation. I won't even desire to want to say anything back. I'll just remain peaceful throughout the whole situation. But this has helped me to understand how powerful God is too. That his Holy Spirit is the power that lives within us, and that we're capable of doing everything and anything he asks of us and make it through the day. Not a perfect day, but be able to overcome those things that before have bothered us or made us, get out of sorts in some way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
But and me and my friend Shirley, we studied on this for weeks and weeks after this, and it was just if anybody can do the study, I really would recommend it. But just certainly be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power.
Amen. And I like that verse too.
Ephesians 6:1.
Finally be strong in the Lord and in
6:10. Yes.
And in his mighty power.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you try to handle it on your own,
yeah, anything.
You're gonna blow it.
Anything that can You know what things will set you off in that? We all know that. We know we got to approach it with, you know, tenderness as God would want us to, and not dive into it. I think as human beings, we just want to rush, and do things all day long. We'll get everything done. And not that we got to get it done, but how do we do it?
Yes.
We do it in a good, calm manner, or do it in a hurry and an upset manner. You know?
That's a good word. You know what? There was something I felt the Lord was speaking to me, and I hope I'm not stealing somebody's thunder here. He's just reminding me that we are ambassadors, Scripture says, for Christ. Ambassadors for Christ. What is an ambassador?
Representing.
A representative, right. When you get up in the morning, you don't work at Shepherd's Heart School, or you don't work at Natalie's Jewelry Store, or you don't work for an environmentally company, or you know what? You're an ambassador for Christ. I mean, imagine if somebody had dubbed Nicole, you're the ambassador for chocolate. Well, everywhere you would go, you would be handing out chocolate. You would be letting people know the delicious, wonderful joy that chocolate brings in a person's life. That's, you'd be about chocolate. It's the same thing. You are an ambassador for Christ. That means everywhere you go, every person you talk to, that's whom you represent. He is the one you're to magnify and reflect to everyone. That's what he's called you to be. It's not the football player or the girlfriend or the ROTC guy. It's Jesus. Does that make sense? We need to really think about that. Are we an ambassador for him? When people see you, do they see Jesus reflected? Do they see him? If not, Lord, will you help me to be your ambassador? Would you put that at the forefront of my mind? That's my main mission, is to be an ambassador for others, see Christ in me and through me. Good. What else? So, Pat, you go. Boy, you're making it easy.
Yeah, I wanted to do it while the microphone was nearby. So, the Lord's been speaking to me, and he led me to chapter 14 of John. And three times he says, in one form or fashion, if you love me, you will obey my commands. It's kind of interesting. He says in verse 14 of chapter 14, you may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. And then right after that he says, if you love me, you will obey what I command. So I think we know what context that's in. And then later in verse 21, just six or seven verses later, he says, whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. And I read that one night with our family and was asked the question, which is a tough question, when you're maybe not in a great spot spiritually. I said, does my love of Jesus reflected in my actions? And I think it's a great question that we could ask ourselves. And I know that sometimes I don't like that answer, so it's very convicting.
Good.
In other words, do you love it? And then later, one more time, in chapter 15, which is just another 20 or 30 verses later, he says, as the Father has, in verse 9, 15, 9, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. And I think it's, again, I had concluded that what my behavior is and how I obey the Lord's commands and his word, it just reflects whether I'm showing my, in other words, it's a reflection of my relationship with the Lord. And sometimes it's in a good spot, and sometimes it's in a bad spot.
So what I'm hearing you say is, as if you're not obeying the Lord, it's reflecting that you're not really in a good spot with the Lord. But that obedience is demonstrating kind of where you're at with the Lord. Not because you have to, because you want to.
Right, and I don't think the Lord is saying, and again, I mentioned this to you the other night, Pastor, that I don't think he's saying that it's a conditional thing. Like, well, you know what? It's my way. I mean, it is his way on the highway.
Yeah.
But it's like, if you don't love me, then you know, if you don't do the right things, then I'm not going to love you. He's not doing that. He unconditionally loves you. What he's saying is, this is how your heart is.
That's right.
When you do X, when you do Y, this is a reflection, not a reflection of you loving me. It's you doing things your way.
There's a verse in that same verse that you read earlier. It says that he who loves me will obey me, and it says, and I will show myself to him. And I don't know about you, but I want the Lord to reveal more of himself to me. When God does something like that, I get excited. When he does something supernatural in my life, I want more of him. And as I obey him, he says, okay, good, you've been faithful with a little, I'm going to give you a little bit more. I'm going to show you more. So the fact that God's convicting you of some things, can I say, I don't take that as a Debbie Downer. I think you take that as a good thing and say, thank you, Lord, for showing me. Now help me to do the right things now that you've shown me. I think that's exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Debbie, I didn't say Debbie Joe Downer. Okay, good. What? Good. Somebody else. What is God speaking? Because we can learn from one another.
So, when you first asked me this, I immediately went to Galatians. It's my favorite verse. And I was like, this is it, this is it. And then I was like, maybe not. Maybe it's in Romans. But then when we prayed, the image popped into my head of this bracelet that my husband bought. And on the back of it said Psalms 121. And I've never read Psalms 121, but it's awesome. So I look up to the mountains. Does my help come from there? My help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. He will not let you stumble and fall. The one who watches over you will not sleep. Indeed, he who watches over Israel never tires and never sleeps. The Lord himself watches over you. The Lord stands beside you as your protective shade. The sun will not hurt you by day, nor the moon at night. The Lord keeps you from all evil and preserves your life. The Lord keeps watch over you as you come and go, both now and forever.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's just like, you know, because I haven't always been a Christian, you know, and just like even then when I wasn't, he was watching over me, and I know he is now, and I know he will forever. You know, and that's just, I mean, it's pretty cool. Cool verse. Never read it before.
You know what I love too? I love that instead of just going to something new, you stopped and prayed, and the Holy Spirit put a little picture in your mind. Mm-hmm. So I want you to share that with us. That's God. Isn't that cool? Mm-hmm. He searches minds and hearts. Good. Good. Who's next? I don't care. Oh, Jen.
Raise your hand if you have a New Year's resolution. Well, some of us do. I have a new one. And it's very simple. And it's my motto for this year. And it's, Lord, help me to help others. Don't let a day go by that you don't do something for somebody. Maybe it's that little kid last week that I watched. I was eating at McDonald's, and I was watching this little kid waiting for a ride home, I guess, and I went over and I said, can I buy you a sandwich and Coke? He said, yeah. He didn't have any money. Maybe it's you're walking or you're driving down the highway and you see this scruffy looking character on the right. Not you. But this man has a sign, will work for food. Stop and help that man or woman or families I've seen. And give them all the change that you have in your pocket. Don't pass them all by. And now there's one, there are people in the church that will say, oh, well, Jack, I've heard this many times. They're going to buy drugs or alcohol. And my answer to that is, maybe. But isn't it worth a dollar or two? And maybe they really need it. So don't let the day go by unless there's just one little thing that you'll do that day. Helping maybe a little lady who's pushing a cart from the grocery store or something. Don't let those pass by because you'll never have that chance again.
That's a good word.
And you know what? Here's one more thing. That is a good word. You know what? And when they start saying, wow, thank you so much that you held that door. Oh, what a great young lady you are. Oh, how sweet you are. Oh, what a great... Just say, oh, it's just Jesus. Thanks. Oh, it's Jesus. You give all the glory right back to the Lord. You let them know why they gave that dollar or why you helped them with that car. You bring all the glory right back to Jesus because you're his ambassador. He gets the glory, right? You're just a representative. You pass it on to him. Good word. Good. What else? Who else? One thing God is speaking to you or has spoke to you as we start off this year. What's one thing you can share with us? You guys are doing a great job. We've never done this before. So this is good.
So last Sunday, felt a lot of conviction at church with the sermon. And the one phrase that would just repeat in my head was, is it me, Lord? And it was just kind of a slap in the face to show me that I have been slowly missing that mark and feel that I've gotten apart from it, like, drastically. Anyway, it was a good conviction. Painful, but there's a lot of work. I know everybody says that because it's true, but we all need a lot of work. But this year, I'm trying to, instead of trying myself, depending on the Lord more, for these changes and more conviction. And he's already showing me what this is, day 5 of 2017. He's already showing me just little golden nuggets that he drops here and there just to remind me, because he knows that I'm always second-guessing and self-condemnation, just reminding me that he loves me and I am his. Anyway, just wanted to share that.
There is therefore no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. Amen. Good. What's one thing God spoke to you that you could share with others? And if it doesn't matter if you're young or old, God speaks. If God has speak something to you, want to hear it. I know it's scary. Yes, you have to use the microphone.
So, Darren, you're not talking necessarily like verbally speaking, right? You're just talking he's revealed something to you.
Yes, well, it could be speaking. He could be speaking it in the... Yeah, it could be speaking.
Because I can see some people saying, I don't think he said anything.
Well, it could be speaking it through his word as you're reading. He's bringing something to light. You know, there's God speaks, you know, through the Bible, prayer, circumstances, the church, directly to our hearts. You know, it gives us impressions like he just did with April, picturing that, okay, Lord. So God speaks to us in many different ways. So good. One thing that you can share with us for this new year.
Okay, let me see how I can say this. 2016, there was a lot of major things that weren't too pleasant. And as I was doing a devotional this week, with Dr. Stanley, it was talking about when we go through something, we're always praying and looking to the end to get out of it, to see the to get through it. And he said that don't miss the middle. Because when we're going through a trial, the Lord has allowed it, or a bad situation, whatever, something that's not too pleasant, that the Lord's allowed it, and there's a reason for it. And so instead of praying for it to hurry up and get over, don't miss the lesson in the middle. So I was sitting there contemplating that. I had never really thought of that before. And I thought of some things in this last year. And then it came to me that I think the lesson that the Lord wants me to really focus on this year, besides surrender, which is always something that I feel very strongly about and desire more and more of that, less of me, more of Him. Every day, especially as I just hit the big 6-0, it's sort of like, uh-oh, I'm in the tail end here, I better get with the program. But is that it came to me, this question, is He enough? If all I had was Jesus, and I didn't have a family, I didn't have people close to me, or I had lost my job, or I lost things that were dear to me, would He be enough? And that's a very, for me, that was quite a hard thought. You know, if it was all stripped away, and then I'm like, Lord, I want Him to be enough. I don't want to say, I want Jesus, but I need a loving husband. I need a bunch of grandkids. I need money. I need this. I need a job. But I want it to be truly from my heart that He's enough. That's
He is enough.
But is He enough to be a person?
Absolutely.
Do I live or do
yes.
We honestly say He's
yeah.
enough.
He is enough, but do we really surrender it all to Him? I love my kids. And I love my wife. All my church. All my friends. My house, of the school, if everything was taken away, and you know what? Who knows what might happen in the next few years? I think we all have to come to a place, whether that be Nick, Skylar, Nehemiah, Barry. Is Jesus enough? Am I willing to forsake it all for You? And I think that's a question that we have to wrestle in our hearts right now. Right now. Because the time is coming where you might not get that opportunity to wrestle with it. So choose now. And choose Him now. Amen? Good. What else? Love it. Good. Good. What else, guys? Something that God's teaching you? Do you want to share? Something that God has taught you? Do you want to share? Maybe you don't want to share. But I guess the better question is God wanting you to share it? That might be a better question. Hey, we got 10 more minutes. All right, go ahead. And again.
Well, I actually, I heard from him today. I was, okay. Here,
you're
good.
Can we come, Jasper?
I know, right? Well, I was sitting on the couch, and I was thinking, I was like, Lord, why do I not feel very close to You? And just as soon as I said that, the verse popped in my head. It's Jeremiah 29, and it says,
You will find me when you seek me with all of your heart.
And I'm like, well, thank you, Lord. That was very quick. And I'm like, I know this is something that we all know, but it was just, I was just reminded, like, okay, I'm not close to you because I'm not seeking you with all of my heart, you know, every day, putting in that time. And then also, like, I was very angry with God, and I know that this is dumb of me, but I was very angry with God because things didn't go my way. I had, like, this idea in my head. I was going to go give birth at home. I was going to have this beautiful labor. I was going to have, you know, breastfeed my child, and everything has been so unbelievably hard. And I was just, I literally told God how angry I was. I was like, why are you doing this? Like, this is so ridiculous. Why are you not making a way? And I was just like, you know what? And then it turned out that God had his hand in everything. And even though it didn't turn out like I wanted, things were still okay. And like, I was just reminded that he always works everything for the good. And I just felt really stupid for asking him why he's doing this when he's not doing it and getting angry, but we're just, you know, just reminded.
Amen. And you know what? I really love that you can share that and you feel the freedom to share that. And I want to say thank you for that, because there's a lot of us that are asking, are mad at, or fighting with God over something we know is dumb. We know it's dumb. So, but the fact that you were honest with that and wrestled it through, and then you realize, okay, God, I know. I see David doing that in the Psalms. You guys ever read the Psalms? He's like, Lord, why don't you smite the how long, oh Lord? And then he's at the end of the Psalm, he's like, oh, but I know you're awesome, Lord. And I know you're going to be there for me because he's faithful. That's good. Good. Anything else? Is God teaching you something right now or showing you something right now that you want to share with others or that God wants you to share with others?
I actually read this the other day. I was looking for it all night, just when I got here and all that. And Job 21, verse 2, it says, listen carefully to my words. Let this be the consolation you give me. Bear with me while I speak, and after I have spoken, walk on. And just, for me, it was just kind of one of those, like, it's hard for me to just move past what I'm dealing with or ask him for help or just read the Bible and trust in him and trust in his words about what everything's going to happen and all that stuff and everything's going on with me. And that was just kind of like one of those things, like, I should just trust in him and let him help me with all that's going on right now instead of putting it all on myself and bringing myself down. I should listen to his words and give him all the burdens that I'm having to deal with and let him help me with what I'm going through, because I'm not alone. He's there with me to help me through it all, and I have awesome people to help me go through it as well. And I just felt like saying that. Thank you guys, truly.
How totally embarrassed would you be if I asked you to come up here and we all prayed over you? Why don't you come on up? Those guys, is it okay to share, or would you rather me not? Is it okay to share, or would you rather me not? Mm-hmm. Or do you want to?
I don't know.
I don't even know. Ash, here, have a seat, sweetie, for a second. We're going to pray for our sister in a minute, and she's going through an extremely difficult time right now. And she's, for those of you who don't know, mom is dying of cancer. And hospice is coming over and has a few very short period of time. And on top of working and being, she's also the primary caregiver. and in the whole household and in the family. And so that's a lot on her shoulders, and it's a lot to go through. And so I just want us to take a few minutes, and we're just going to pray for her, okay? And I'm just going to turn the mic off, okay?
If anybody wants to pray, you can come on up here. You can pray from your seat or come on up, whatever you want. Yeah, use that one, turn that one on.
Also, actually, it's not the first time for her either. I think, how old were you the first time?
15? 12.
12, really? Okay, so her dad passed away from cancer, she was really close to, and then her grandma, though, she was really close to, passed away from cancer, and she's been there through all of this, but the other two times her mom was with her, they were doing it together, and this time she's doing it for her mom, which has to be really, really hard. She's not really sure what life's going to look like after this, so she really appreciates the prayers of this body and the concern and the people that are reaching out to her. Somebody came to her house tonight to stay with her mom so that she could be here tonight with us. And that's awesome.
Yes, it is.
You have brothers and sisters. They just don't.
They're busy.
You want to be a mom, is what I'm saying.
My mom's my dad. He's kind of one of those. When I lost my dad, it was just kind of, it was hard on me, and I had known the Lord at that time, but I hadn't fully accepted him, and I just kind of like, I didn't like him for a long period at that point. It was just kind of like, why would you take such an awesome person out of this world like that? But then I just realized that he had taken him because it was easier to, like, not easier, but it was better for him to have passed away instead of having to go through all the pain that he was in and have to deal with all the stuff that he was going through. And it was just his time, and God wanted someone as great as him to be with him.
Yeah.
And I finally realized that, which is always good. But for a while there, I couldn't follow him. I just was just such a hatred in my heart. And I regret that now because I wish I had met him sooner and been able to let him into my heart sooner, because I think he would have helped me a lot more in that situation, like he is now.
And somebody here, I won't say who, but somebody just got baptized.
Yes, yes.
And so we just want to take a minute and we're just going to pray. And you know what? If you want to, if we're up here and you want to pray, just grab the mic and pray. The rest of us can agree. Does that sound good? And if not, if you want to pray from back there, you just shout it out. And we're just going to pray for whatever God leads. Somebody want to start us off? Okay. If you need to go, guys, if you need to go too, it's 8 o'clock, so if you need to go, we understand. Just do it quietly, please. Otherwise, we're just going to take another 5-10 minutes. Okay, guys?
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, I just come before you tonight, and I praise you, and I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing here among us tonight, Lord, and how your spirit is moving, and I'm just grateful, Lord. I think that a lot of us in this room are, and we realize our desperate need for you, Lord, and I just thank you for the encouraging words that you spoke through your spirit tonight to each and every one of us, individually and collectively as a body, Lord. Our sister Ashley is on our heart, Lord, as we know she is on yours and in yours. And we just lift her up to you tonight, Lord. I pray for her first, your perfect peace, which passes all understanding, Lord, to guard her heart and her mind through our Lord Jesus, and as she presses into you, Lord, that that she could receive that peace, Lord. She looks to you, the author and finisher, perfecter of her faith, Lord, that you strengthen her. And I am heartbroken for her, for what she's going through with her mom. And I understand what she's going through. I lost my mom just a few months ago, and I know how difficult it is, how painful, and how heartbreaking, Lord. But for those of us who know you, God, we can trust that you're working out something far greater than what we can understand, Lord, and that we need to just look to you and trust you, God, because you are good always. And you love us, and you love Ashley, and you love her mother, Lord. And that we just need to trust you, Lord, in those things that we can't understand, in those difficult things. And when Ashley got baptized, I heard this beautiful song that I'd never heard before, that Thy Will Be Done, and I hear it a lot now. And you know, there's that line in there about, God, we know you're good, but this doesn't feel good right now. But we just have to understand, Lord, that we can trust you completely and perfectly to work it out in us and through us and for our good, Lord. And just let Ashley know that you're holding her in the palm of your hand, Father, and that you see each tear, you feel her pain, Lord, and that you just love her, Lord. Wrap your arms around her and just help her to fall back and rest in your arms, Lord, and just to look to you, Lord, that you are sufficient. Your grace, you truly are. Yes. If we lost everything that we had, Lord, you would be enough.
Yes.
You know? Whether we realize that or not, it's true. And there's just absolute truth, Lord. And may we receive this, your truth, God. Plant it deeply in our hearts and just help us to walk it out and live it out, Lord. And help us all to keep Ashley in our hearts and on our minds and in our prayers, Lord, over this next season as she's going through all of this, Lord. We love her dearly, and we know that you love her more. And I just ask all these things in our precious and mighty name, under which the most powerful name in heaven and on earth, our Lord Jesus. I just ask all these things, Lord.
Just one more thing. I would like to also lift James up in prayer right now, that he can find the right words to comfort Ashley in her time of need. I just can't imagine what you're going through right now. God loves you. No, it's hard right now, and it doesn't seem like it's going to be good for a long time, but it does get better, and you know that. You know, I'm so sorry. God, just watch out, you know, over both of these two, because they need it so much right now. You know, just your guidance and your love and your understanding and
patience, you know, it's really, patience is hard. I just want to say thank you, Lord, for being here for them and loving them, and that she's found God before this happened, you know, and that he's able to work with her and work through this with her. I can't imagine, you know, without God. So thank you, Lord. Thank you for Ashley, and thank you for letting us get to know her, because she's really cool. I love her, and we all love you, God.
Lord, I want to thank the people that you've brought into Ashley's life. The last few years, she started coming to this body, and she felt your love here, and she stayed. She's, you know, came to youth, and she was faithful. She's made many friendships here, Lord, and you knew this was coming way back then. She didn't have a clue. None of us did. Lord, you knew, so you protected her by bringing her close to you and by bringing strong believers around her to encourage her in faith and to be here now when she needs them. The truth is, we always need those people, but you really feel it when you're down in the ditch. Feel that phone call and that help and that, hey, I'll go get your groceries, and hey, are you okay to be alone? You know, all those questions that wouldn't be asked if you weren't close to people. I thank you for that, and I thank you for Ashley's sister-in-law, I forgot her name right now, but Selena, that has been such a blessing to them, has been the one in the family that's saying, I'm here, Ashley, I'm going to help you, and I'm going to make sure that I'm going to be there for you. I thank you, Lord, for her. Just bless Ashley and help her to remember all the people that care about her and that are here for her. And I ask, Lord, that you would give her wisdom and peace of mind in this whole situation, and that she would know when to reach out for help, because we're here to help. Let her know that she's not a burden. We love her, and we're happy to help. We're your hands and feet, Lord. That's what we want to be for her.
Anybody else before we close out in prayer? Right. Chris, you have a word?
God put the scripture on my heart before I heard all of this, but we'll see you live, God. The race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to men of understanding, nor favor to men of skill, but time and chance happens to them all. For man does not know his time, like fish taken in a cruel net, like birds caught in a snare, so the sons of men are snared in an evil time when it falls upon them.
Father, I just want to say thank you, Lord, for each and every person here tonight, Lord God. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name right now that you would help us each to remember that the days are short, and that none of us know how much time we have, Lord. Lord, I pray for each person here, Lord. I thank you that you have made them ministers of the gospel, Lord. Each born-again Christian here, Lord, is a minister here in your body, Lord. That you, all of us are ministers of your gospel, Lord God. Help us to be, just like Rebecca said, your hands and feet, not just to Ashley, but to every hurting person in here, for those that we know about and those we don't know about yet, Lord. Help us to be looking for ways to help and think of others, like Jack said, Lord God. To be obeying you now, to be ambassadors now, like Pat said, Lord God. Lord, there's so many things, Lord. We just want to ask that we would be, Lord, bright shining lights for you. Lord, we do ask that you would strengthen and encourage Ashley. Lord, I pray, Lord, when times are tough, people run away. I pray that she would run to your body, Lord, that she would run to church, that she would run to your word, that she would run to you, Lord God, and that we would come around her, Lord, and not away from her, Lord, and listen to the enemy and run and hide and get bitter and angry and all that stuff, Lord. Help her to do just the opposite of what her flesh wants to do, but help her to do what her spirit cries out to do, which is draw near to you. We do pray for Mom, too, for her to be saved. Somehow, some way, Lord God, that you would just open up her heart and mind to the gospel, Lord God. However you do that, Lord God,
We love you and we bless you tonight. And I thank you for every person here who's ministering to others in this body and beyond, Lord. Bless them abundantly, Lord, that they may be doing exceedingly abundantly more than even what they could ask for and imagine as they focus on you and bless others in your name, Jesus. Help me go forth tonight encouraged, Lord, and reminded that you are God and they are your ambassadors, Lord God. We love you and we bless you and we praise you. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. And amen. God bless you guys. Love you.